Welcome to Lit Reading. I'm Don McDonald. Looking for more information on the podcast? Visit litreading.com. Now please bear with us as we pay the bills. Our story begins shortly.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This is Lit Reading. How can we best learn life secrets during our short time on the planet? Who is the best student? The one with eyes focused on the words in a book, or one who gazes farther, studying the world around them? That is the fundamental question of this profound short tale, An Idle Fellow by Kate Chopin. I am tired. At the end of these years, I am very tired. I have been studying in books the languages of the living and those we call dead. Early in the fresh morning, I have studied in books. And throughout the day when the sun is shining, and at night when there were stars, I have lighted my oil lamp and studied in books. Now my brain is weary, and I want rest. I shall sit here on the doorstep beside my friend Paul. He is an idle fellow with folded hands. He laughs when I upbraid him and bids me, with emotion, hold my peace. He is listening to a thrush's song that comes from the blur of yonder apple tree. He tells me the thrush is singing a complaint. She wants her mate that was with her last blossom time and builded a nest with her. She will have no other mate. She will call for him till she hears the notes of her beloved one's song coming swiftly towards her across forest and field. Paul is a strange fellow. He gazed idly at the billowy white cloud that rolls lazily over and over along the edge of the blue sky. He turns away from me and the words with which I would instruct him to drink deep the scent of the clover field and the thick perfume from the rose hedge. We will rise from the doorstep and walk together down the gentle slope of the hill, past the apple tree and the rose hedge, and along the border of the field where wheat is growing. We walk down to the foot of the gentle slope where women and men and children are living. Paul is a strange fellow. He looks into the faces of people who pass us by. He tells me that in their eyes he reads the story of their souls. He knows men and women and the little children, and why they look this way and that way. He knows the reasons that turn them to and fro and cause them to go and come. I think I shall walk a space through the world with my friend Paul. He is very wise. He knows the language of God which I have not learned. Often it's the shortest stories which impart the most profound notions. This is one of many thoughtful, brief stories penned by the late 19th century American feminist author, Kate Chopin. Chopin was a prolific writer who published more than 100 short stories and novels before her death in 1904. Thank you once again for listening to Lit Reading. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you, the fact that you've shared this with friends, and your really wonderful comments when you leave a review on Apple Podcasts or you rate the podcast on Spotify. Again, please tell people about the podcast. Share it on social media. On almost every podcast service, there is a share button, making it really easy to put it on your Facebook feed or your Twitter feed and let others know that you're enjoying classic short stories. Thanks again for listening. I'm Don McDonald.